The British singer Ellie Goulding's debut album entitled Lights was released in 2010 and was a hit in both the UK and the USA. Her song Lights was particularly huge here. She put out her second disc, Halcyon, last fall, produced by Jim Elliot. She also sang for Kate and William's royal wedding at Buckingham Palace. We'll hear stripped-down acoustic versions recorded in front of a live audience at World Cafe Live. I asked Ellie to begin how she feels about these quieter shows when her album and her regular performances are so much grander.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy interpreting it, and I know I even like sing. There's bits that I sing that would otherwise be instrumentation and stuff. So I like using my voice as much as I can for the songs. But you know, they all start off in a very sort of minimal way. So. Yeah.
I was going to ask that because a lot of what we first heard about Halcyon is how you went away as Lights was climbing the charts here in the U.S. and things were kind of changing to write this, and there was a bit of writer's block. And I'm curious as to how you do write.
I'm writing things down all the time, but something usually has to trigger it. It will either be like, I don't know, something I'm going through or something that I've experienced, or it'll just be the sound of something. Like a lot of the stuff, obviously I was in a certain headspace when I started working with Jim for Halcyon, but when he started playing things, everything just seemed to make sense, you know, and like just everything's just suddenly like all the thoughts I had about like what's my album going to sound like and who am I going to work with and what's going to be the theme and what am I going to be writing about. As soon as I met Jim and started working with him, it just all like made sense.
So that cured writer's block.
Yeah, yeah. Jim essentially helped.
Really?
Me, yeah.
God, that must have been a relief.
Yeah, it really was. Well, like, I think every artist goes through. I mean, I'll speak for myself, but every artist goes through that sort of time of, you know, the most famous artists of all time have had those periods of thinking that they can't do, you know, it's a loss of faith in what you can do. And the minute that you have that, like, you lose everything.
Yeah.
Whether you're like, you know, you write or you sing or you act or what, yeah.
Well, there's many, many songs I love in here, but one of the ones you did a really nice version of live today. We'll go to the stage of World Cafe Live, this version of I Know You Care.
Don't close your eyes. Don't know where to look without them. Outside the cars speed by. And never heard them until now. I know you care. I know that it's always been there. But there's trouble ahead. Feel it. You are just saving yourself when you hide it. Yeah, I know you care. I see it in the way that you stare. As if there was trouble ahead and you knew it. I'll be saving myself from the ruin. And I know you. To run down the stairs to the door when I thought you were there, too shaped to the comfort of us, two lovers locked out of love. Oh, but I know you care. I know that it's always been there, but there's trouble. Feel it. You are just saving yourself when you hide it. Yeah, I know you care. I see it in the way that you stare. As if there was trouble and you knew it. I'll be saving myself from ruin. I know it wasn't always wrong, but I have never known a winter so cold. Now I don't want my hands in the cold, but I still love. 'Cause this is how things ought to have been, and I know the worst of it wasn't only, it seemed like a dream. Dream. 'Cause I know you care, and I know you care, I know you care, I know you care, I know it's always been there.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Ellie Goulding is our guest on the cafe today, and that's live from the stage of World Cafe Live. And you talked about the theme of the album, what you were going through, which was going through a breakup, and I Know You Care fits in there quite well. Good song.
Yeah, I Know You Care is actually about my dad.
Really?
Yeah, it's... Like, I mean, I used a bit of, like, artistic license to, like, sort of mix in another situation so that for me it wouldn't be so hard to sing. You know, I sort of tried to put the situation with my dad with something perhaps what now seems something trivial as, like, you know, breaking up with someone a long time ago. But, yeah, so I sort of combined the two. But, yeah, I don't know if my dad's heard that or, in fact, any of the other songs on the album.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have no idea.
What's your relationship with?
Well, we haven't
seen
each other for...
That's right, he left when he was very young. You were very young.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my parents divorced when I was five, but I then saw him sort of every weekend, and then eventually it just turned into never. And I haven't seen him for so, so many years. I have no idea what he looks like.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's all good because everything's great.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm saying, but it would be great to know whether he'd actually heard these songs, particularly that one. It would be.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely not contacted me about it or made it, you know, sort of known. So I don't know.
Ellie Goulding is our guest today. Her new album, which sounds very different than what we're hearing today, is called Halcyon. We're hearing some acoustic versions of these tunes, and Ellie, you know, some musicians don't want to play in wedding bands, but. There are certain gigs that make it worthwhile, and the royal wedding. You ended up being the wedding band, and there were covers you did, and you had done your cover of Elton John's Your Song, which turned into a huge hit in the UK. You'd done that already, right? And that was one of the reasons why.
Yeah, well, I think Prince William and Catherine, I think they both heard my record when it first came out. And they'd been really big fans of it. And then they came to watch me perform at a festival in the UK. And, yeah, I mean, it was just sort of their album, you know. So I think Your Song just kind of must have struck a chord with them, and they wanted it as their first dance, which is, yeah.
Did they ask you to do some other people's songs?
Yeah, yeah. I did a mixture of covers and my own songs, which is lovely because, you know, at any other wedding, I don't know, maybe perhaps it would just be like a... I don't know, you know, you'd play like your hit songs,
right.
And you'd play like, you wouldn't play album songs, but they wanted me to play songs that no one had ever heard, so I thought that was pretty special.
So what did they ask for? What kind of things?
I mean, there are a few classics in there, like there was a Whitney Houston track, and there was a Tina Turner and Michael Jackson, and sort of some classics. And then, yeah, they asked for... I think there's a song called Human on my last album. Mm. And then Lights and a couple of others, yeah.
So some deep tracks. So they're true fans. That's really kind of wonderful. Well, this is a really lovely version of Your Song.
It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside, I'm not one of those easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both can live. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. Tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you do mind that I put down in words how I can do. My gift is my song, and this one to you.
I can see lots of smiley faces, so that's a good sign.
You know that song. That is your song, and that is the version that our guest today, Ellie Goulding, does. And it's a good time to point out that you have a true kind of weird bi-coastal, bi-country career. Here in the U.S., Lights, which hopefully we'll get to hear a version of today, was a huge hit, not as much as it was in the U.K., and that song, your song, was number one in the U.K.
Yeah, it's very
weird?
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm perceived in very different ways in the U.S. and the U.K.
How would you describe it?
In the U.S., I feel like people see me more as an electronic pop artist, and in the UK, I'm definitely seen like I've had comparisons to people like Dido, which to me, I mean, I love Dido. She's a fantastic artist, but we're so not alike. My sort of upbringing was dance music, and then eventually I got into folk music, and then I got into Björk, and it's all sort of like collided together. But like I work with a lot of electronic artists, producers, DJs, and I would say that my two albums have been electronic, mm-hmm. Electronically sort of.
That's how
influenced.
I was.
Exactly. So it's just very bizarre when people sort of take the Your Song cover and stuff. and like put me into this weird, strange category or pigeonhole me into this weird thing, which I don't understand.
There's a lot of drama on these discs, and it's interesting to me. On this one, more I'd say more so than the first in a lot of ways. And a lot of that comes from the electronic context that you sing these songs in. It must be really great to work with producers who can surround your voice with these amazing things. There's a lot of drama in your voice to begin with, yeah. But then you just like surround it with this cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's still like so many worlds, so many things for me to explore with my voice, because like you said, like there's my voice sort of, that's the thing that I have, and then it's quite unusual in itself. That's what a lot of people say. And then putting it with you know, different kinds of production, there's endless possibilities to what I can do. So to actually, you know, have an out, put an album together such as Halcyon is actually extremely difficult, because there's so much you can do.
One of the first songs we got to hear from it was Anything Could Happen, which I absolutely love. What's the story behind the song?
Anything Could Happen is just like, it's really simple. It's just about fate. And it's sort of like explanations in the title of it, really.
And
it's just like bits of my childhood and a bit of reminiscing.
Well, those were the things I was wondering, because there's cool little snippets of story in there. Anyway, this is Anything Could Happen, an acoustic version live from the stage of World Cafe Live.
Anything could happen. Thank you.
Ellie Goulding, Anything Could Happen. That is on the new album, Halcyon, and we're hearing acoustic versions of the songs today. Oh, who's playing with you? Who's?
I've got Chris, who plays keys, and I've got Max, who plays guitar, but they're insanely clever, and they swap over, and they also play about five other things on stage during my actual live shows.
We mentioned Lights, and there have been... this has been some interesting remixes of Lights. Space Nectar did a remix of that. Do you like other people messing with your stuff?
I don't mind, actually. I get really excited when people do new remixes, and I feel like there's been a hell of a lot. And I'm lucky, really, because, you know, not every female artist gets that. Like, I feel like I've really sort of entered myself into that world of electronic music and remixes and stuff. I don't know how, but like, yeah, I'm always getting producers hitting me up and people wanting to work with me and just you know, for fun and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
I'm laughing because I saw some quote about you about the work ethic here in the U.S. being different among musicians than in the U.K.
Yeah.
Like you're here on tour and everybody wants you to come and, you know.
Yeah, I was recording last night in my hotel room. But back in the U.K., it's just like I feel like everyone just stops at a certain time, starts at a certain time. It's not the same.
Not the same here. Well, you did a version of Lights, so let's go back to the stage.
Live from the stage of World Cafe Live, Ellie Goulding, and an acoustic version of Lights. Ellie Goulding, our guest here on the World Cafe.